The rotunda obviously is a round space, and there are statues and really iconic American historical paintings around the perimeter of this round room. And so the statues are kind of placed in strategic locations around the perimeter of the space, like every 30 feet or something like that. I'm making that up. But so Truman is going in. It's a bronze statue on a lovely pedestal, and he will be right in front of a column, basically. And on either side of the column is one of these wonderful paintings by John Turnbull about great American deeds from the historical standpoint, mostly Revolutionary War moments. And then on the right side, as you're facing Truman, of the painting, you have Ulysses Grant. So he'll have President Ulysses Grant on one side, and on the left side, you'll have George Washington. So Truman is really taking a place amongst the greatest presidents and the greatest leaders that America has had in our amazing history. And we believe that he deserves to be there. And we're looking forward to unveiling him there on Thursday afternoon.
A lot of Missourians feel like he deserves to be there. I think we've always thought, why not? So what took so long for him to be in this particular company?
Well, I think it's a fairly complicated process from the implementation standpoint. The state of Missouri, so it's a state decision. There are 100 statues in Statuary Hall, and each state gets to decide who the two men and women are in representing their state in that location. And they have to make this decision formally. So it is there's a piece of legislation that the Missouri legislature signed in, I think, 2019, and then it went to Governor Parsons' desk, and the governor signed it. And so to approve the process of removing one of the statues, in this case, Thomas Hart Benton, and installing a new statue. So it's a little bit of a complicated process. Also, the replacement, the kind of the new initiative to replace statues is a fairly new thing, I think, and it's growing. And I mean, for instance, if you look at Missouri statues, you've got Thomas Hart Benton, who, you know, was presided over important things 150 plus years ago as one, and you've got Francis Blair, who was, you know, kind of active and prominent in the 1860s and 70s. So, I mean, we're talking about statesmen in Missouri, famous people from 150 plus years ago. So I think it's time to update this, and that's currently what's happening. So, you know, last month, Amelia Earhart went in to replace a Kansan. And so I think that process is finally dawning on states that this is a way for us to get more attention to some of our most famous people. Then you add in the complicated nature. We had to raise $450,000 to pay for it. You mix in a pandemic, and it took a while.
A lot of work. We're talking to Alex Burden, who's the executive director of the Truman Library Institute, a key person in getting this statue, the fundraising, and the statue created. And then it's going to live in the U.S. Capitol in a prominent statuary hall. I've been there many times and walked by, and it's sort of a much larger, full-bodied version of what we have with the famous busts in the Missouri Capitol. You know, you always walk by there and see all these famous folks, but it's pretty amazing. Tell me about the actual making of the statue, because I've seen a photograph of at least the clay modeling, and it looks just like him.
It really does. And we were really fortunate to have a lot of national and local interest from sculptors in this project. We had 8 applicants that were strongly considered. We had 4 finalists, and then it was really an easy decision to go with Tom Corbin, a local Kansas City-based sculptor of some note. And Tom really did a wonderful job in this statue, and he learned Truman history, and he went out to the Truman Library on several occasions to go into our artifact storage area, and we brought out some of Truman's suits and shoes, and Tom took photographs, made notes, measured the suits, so that he wanted to do a good job of, and he also looked a lot of historic photographs, and we wanted to represent Truman from the presidency. So we were looking at presidential portraits and photographs and the clothes and how the clothes laid on his body. That was important to the creative process. But we also wanted to select some things from Truman's life and career that were uniquely Truman and kind of evocative of who this man was, this great Missourian who, you know, only had a high school education, grew up on a farm, but changed the world. So, you know, the World War I service was immensely important to President Truman. He was a huge patriot and would not have been kept from going to France and fighting. So the statue has the World War I service pin on it. And that is something in most photographs you ever see of Harry Truman, you'll see the service pin on his lapel. Maybe not everybody would know that Truman was a Mason and a fairly serious Mason. He eventually made it up to the 33rd degree, which I think is the top honorific title and position you can get as a Mason. And those people get special rings. So this statue has the Masonic ring on it, which is a big deal. The glasses were a big deal. Tom gave extra special attention to the head and the hands. He spent an additional 6 weeks perfecting the head and the hands. And then the other thing that I think is really noteworthy about Corbin's statue is that we wanted to give the president an accessibility, but also a sense of motion. A lot of the statues in Statuary Hall are very formal and very stately. And you think about, you know, this iconic Roman statue of this noble looking, like, you know, Truman's a noble looking guy, but he's also friends with lots and lots of people and very open and accessible. So we wanted to portray that. Mm-hmm. And then the sense of motion is, you know, Truman was a farmer. He woke up before dawn, went out in the fields, worked all day. He had an incredible work ethic. And I think that's kind of a uniquely Missouri thing. I think we all think of ourselves as roll up our sleeves and get stuff done type of people. And Truman definitely was. And that continued on in his political career. And if you look at his presidency, he was incredibly busy on a daily basis. His administration was filled with more history in 8 years than most presidential decisions in two decades. And so the sense of motion was important. So he's descending steps, and the steps are a recreation of this iconic photograph of Truman descending the steps of the Capitol building, and his legs are in motion as if he's walking. So that's kind of a unique aspect of Corbin's statue, and it's really incredible. And I look forward to being able to share photographs through the different channels. You know, once it's currently embargoed, we've seen photographs, but I think there'll be more availability of these photos and video clips once we get through the ceremony on Thursday.
Alex, so much of this work is shown and on display at the Truman Library. And I think you don't have to go up to the Capitol to see so many of the things you're describing, too. So I want to take this opportunity to talk about the library and what it's doing now and the role it had in this whole thing.
Well, thank you for doing that. I always love the opportunity to plug the Truman Library. I mean, it is the heart and soul of Harry Truman's legacy. And Truman helped establish it and create it in many ways back in the mid-1950s. The Truman Library has just gone through a massive reimagination. We've invested $30 million in the new museum experience. It's state of the art. It's theatrical. We have video interactives. We have immersive film experiences. It's an award-winning museum exhibit that's been acknowledged as being the new bar for the presidential library system. I mean, I would argue that there isn't a better history museum anywhere near us, certainly not in museum. And there are good ones in Missouri. There are good ones in Missouri. But I think that the closest comparison is probably the World War II Museum in New Orleans. So it's a great experience. It's open 7 days a week. Veterans can come for free. Certain age school children can come for free. So, you know, I hope those of you who aren't going to be able to go to D.C. to see the statue and the in the rotunda of the Capitol building might say, you know, Harry Truman's a great guy. I need to get back to the Truman Libraries, especially now that it's been renovated. So, you know, that door is always open.
Yes, I look forward to seeing the newest iteration of this library. And I know you mentioned that the state had to raise the money. And so the library and the campaign had to raise more than $400,000 for donors to take this statue to the Capitol. And I imagine that the response was pretty strong.
The response was fantastic, both to the statue campaign, where we raised, I think it's close to $450,000 to pay for all the different aspects of this complicated project. But the fundraising campaign for the transformation of the Truman Library itself was incredible. We've raised $55 million, donors from every state in the union, including, you know, almost every county in the state of Missouri. Kansas City community has been incredibly supportive. The state of Missouri has been very supportive of the renovation of the library with some direct appropriations over the last several years. I think Truman is in vogue right now. The presidency is in vogue, but Truman's such a special politician and president that the response that we've been getting to our fundraising appeals has really been eye-opening and incredible. And we're very grateful for it.